There's something about uniforms that attracts people. For example, when I lived in Chicago, I used to like to go downtown to the shopping district known as the Magnificent Mile. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the Chicago area, the Magnificent Mile is located not too far from a Navy base. And so oftentimes, when you're downtown on the weekends, there would be soldiers, men and women in uniform, from the US Navy. And it was interesting to see the response that they got from people, because the heads would turn as they walked by. And oftentimes people would look at these men and women with awe and with respect. Sometimes they'd even let them cut in line in front of them in the shopping center or to cross the street before them. I tell you this story because it kind of shows the power that a uniform can have. Perhaps that's why Jesus, in today's gospel, gives his disciples a uniform to wear. Now, the uniform that Jesus gives his followers is not a tangible garment that's to be worn. No, the uniform that Jesus gives his followers is unique. It's unique because it's not worn on the outside. Rather, it's an interior disposition. Jesus tells his followers that they will be identified by the way that they love one another. In other words, the way in which we love one another is the uniform of a Christian. Now, if we believe that our uniform is the way we love one another, then our love for one another must be made noticeable, because uniforms are meant to be noticed. Police officers wear their uniforms when they want to be noticed, when they want to make their presence known. Similarly, our Christian love must make our presence known. We can't go undercover like police officers do. There's no undercover Christians. Our love must be lived out publicly. We can't live our Christian lives in secret or in private. Now, I know this goes against the grain of what our society would tell us. You see, our society would tell us that religion is something that should be done in the privacy of your own home, behind closed doors. It would tell us that religion shouldn't be brought into the workplace or into a school. It would say that religion is something that you can do on Sundays and it can teach you how to pray, but it shouldn't interfere with the other 6 days of the week. But that's not what Jesus tells us. Jesus tells us that our faith is to be lived publicly. In fact, he instructs his disciples, go tell it on the mountains. Go baptize all the nations. These are very public acts. The mission that Christ gives us must be lived out in public. We can't act like undercover Christians. Instead, we must wear our uniforms in public. We must wear our uniforms when we're at work and when we're at school. We must wear our uniforms when we're at the mall or when we're shopping at the grocery store. When we're caught in a traffic jam, people must be able to look at us and identify us as being Christians by the way we behave in that traffic jam. Our uniform must set us apart from people. It must set us apart when we're out in public, whether we're at a soccer game or out at a local restaurant. I'm currently finishing a pastoral year at St. Mary in Canandaigua. One thing I've learned on my pastoral year is that my ministry as a seminarian is not confined to when I'm at the parish. In fact, some of the most powerful conversations that I've had with people occurred when I wasn't at the parish. Many of them occur at the gym, actually. I heard the story at the gym of a young man who struggles because he's Catholic and his fiance is a Protestant, and he struggles with that faith. Another person, one time when I walked into the gym, asked me to pray for a relative who had recently been deceased. You see, when we wear our uniform in public, people respond to it. They respond to it just as they respond to a police officer or a member of the military when they're out in public. They recognize the uniform, And oftentimes they want to know more about that uniform. It intrigues them, and dare I say, it inspires them. There's a real power there. That's why Jesus gave us this uniform to wear. But the uniform doesn't serve only to distinguish us from other people. It also serves to strengthen the group. Oftentimes, people rally behind uniforms. I happen to be a graduate of the University of Notre Dame, and I can say that whenever I see people who are wearing Notre Dame gear, it gets me excited. I want to go up to them and talk to them and share stories about Notre Dame. Now, I know that may sound kind of silly, but that's the case. Our Christian uniform is supposed to do the same thing. Let me give you a case in point. Think of one of the most powerful masses that you've ever been to. My guess is that it was a mass where everyone was participating, where lots of people were singing, everybody was singing, and it made everybody else want to join in and sing. That's the power of the uniform. When we put it on, it makes other people want to go get their uniform and put it on as well. That's why everybody here should be singing the closing hymn when we leave today. And I don't care if you don't have a good voice. I always say I don't have a good voice either. I say if God gave you a bad voice, give it right back to him. But it shows a power there, because when we start to participate and join in, other people also will participate and join in. And then we become a more vibrant community. It's a contagious thing that we do. And there's a real power there when we do that. It's also the reason that the church has given us the saints. The saints are people who took that uniform and put it on in a public way. They went out and showed their love for one another very publicly. And as a result, other people wanted to mimic them and imitate them and follow them. They wanted to know more about Jesus, and it led them into a deeper life in the church. We too must follow their example. We must make sure that our uniform is not only worn around the house or behind closed doors, but it's worn at work and at school and every time we're out in public. We must make sure that our uniforms encourage other people to join in and to spread the good news. And most importantly, we must make sure that other people can identify us, not by external garments, but by our love for one another.